This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it, you should go over there and start using it now.
So let me ask you this. Black Hollywood, and we've been spending a lot of time in Black Hollywood. So I'm hearing a lot of the same stories told. Like, it's very tough, it's difficult, the budgets are not the same, and you know, a lot of people are saying the same thing. For the outside people that's not in that cluster and they don't understand, like, what are some of the challenges that people face in Black Hollywood as far as getting a movie produced or not getting the same budget for their white counterparts, because I don't think people have an appreciation of that.
Well, the very thing that those who are outside of the Hollywood industry that are in our community that see the challenges that we deal with every day as a people, you know, we work twice as hard to get, you know, twice as less as our counterparts, right? And that being said, it's the same way. We're not valued the way we're supposed to be valued. So those budgets are really important for us so that we can have the kind of quality that we can present to the consumer. And the smaller the budget, the more creative you have to get. And we don't have resources oftentimes as our white counterparts. The real deal is we don't own any platforms the way we should. There's a few Black-owned platforms, but we don't have a lot of outlets. We don't have as many. So we are not sort of governing over these entities or these corporations to say, hey, you guys have a great story. Y'all want to tell it and there's money to be made. Come here. It's not as many. So when we do find that those places, everybody's trying to go through one keyhole. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to go through one tunnel. And even when you go to non-black owned places, they'll tell you to go over there. Because, you know, they have to find value in what we do. And that's changing quite a bit as we're, you know, making it very clear, and we're loud about it because we have to, that I always say, and I talk to execs in the industry in Hollywood that either look like us, and particularly the ones who are not from the black community. I tell people all the time, we're not looking for handouts. We're not asking for any favors. Black folk have earned the right to have the things that we believe, right? From what we've contributed in front of the camera, what we've done behind the camera, the things that we have done and changed the narratives, and we've taken the reins. We've been able to do so much, and we've made y'all a lot of money, 10 times, 100 times over in a real way. But also the consumers, black communities, black people support all movies, right? Mm-hmm. So we have earned that. We have earned the right to be at the table. We earned the right to have the, you know, decision-making power. And oftentimes in Hollywood, historically, black folks don't govern over anything. We're in front of the camera and it looks good. Give black folks enough, you know, to keep them quiet, but not enough to make them a real difference or have a real impact.
Yeah.
On the other side of things. And we want to change that, you know? Yeah. We don't want to just have enough to keep us quiet, but really not make a difference. We're trying to really do something here, and we've earned it on both sides. So now we have black entrepreneurs, and I don't mean to cut you off.
Okay.
Now we have black entrepreneurs or black, you know, companies that recognize that. And they, Hollywood has had to come together and be a part of sort of, you know, the movement, and because they understand we bring a lot of money. So you look at this, it's like, look at Black Panther.
That's where I was going. Because I was like, yeah. What you're saying is it takes for a Black Panther and a Ryan Coogler to do that, $1 billion movie,
sure.
Do it again, another $1 billion success on its way. And then you hear like, what, Disney has a division called Onyx, mm-hmm. and that was focusing on black creators. And so I wonder if, I mean, it seems like it's a timing thing, right?
Because
now, like you said, there's a cold time, but now it's hot. It's a hot thing, and it's a topic.
Oh, it's a topic,
right? And so now it brings more creatives. But having just Onyx isn't enough, right?
Oh no,
so I was going to the next point was like, hey, Tape Man Entertainment.
Yeah, right? Like, exactly.
This develops, and it's like you've been working on it for a long, but now the timing of it makes sense.
Because now we have executives who are in these places now that are, you know, the heads of production and their heads of these companies and entertainment companies, that when I walk into a room, they understand. And it's not something that I have to, you know, beat them over the head about. Like, okay, they get it. And I'm not going to bring anything that's mediocre. I'm going to really believe that I'll bring something that's quality, or I won't bring it at all, right? But you mentioned Tape Man Entertainment, which is a production company, entertainment company that my brothers, LaRon and Lamar, and I decided to put together years ago. And we've had some cool deals. You know, they'll go and give you a housing deal, make sure that you're cool, pay you some money, take care of you. But it's like, okay, it's great to be in there and it's great to get a little bit of that money, but we want to get the product out there. We want to be able to get the stories told. We want to be able to make sure that the voices of the voiceless can be heard. And if we are those, you know, the pathway, if we're the conduits to do that, then we really need to see those who are like-minded and understand the bigger overall picture. And we want equity. Mm-hmm. It's more than just, you know, getting a project off the ground. We want some ownership. And as we do business with other, you know, black entities, quality, you know, we're looking for quality. We mm-hmm. team up with the quality. We want equity because that's what it's about. It is a business. And so the fact that we recognize more of the business, we walk into the rooms and we know what we're doing.
I thought Old Dog was gonna come out and he's gonna say we on our shit.
I was about to.
It's been a pleasure, my brother. Anything that you want to make the public aware of, any new projects, of course, you know, you have power, but mm-hmm. Anything you're working on?
Yeah, I want to talk about, obviously, Power, Ghost, season three. That's out. That's covered out. It's going to be an incredible season.
Councilman Rashad Tate.
Yes, Councilman Rashad Tate. There's a connection. And, you know, can't give too much away, but I can say that we've elevated some things. We're definitely going to, you know, see Councilman Tate up to his shenanigans. Gotta do that. It wouldn't be. You know, there's going to be some
love. Right.
Yeah. It's and some backdoor deals and some, you know, some nonsense going on. And no, I'm excited about it. It's a great.
Somebody will be sacrificed.
Absolutely. Mandatory. Has to happen. But I'm excited about this season and what the whole Power universe is representing. What else we got? My brothers and I actually are working on a docuseries about social injustice, about the marginalization of specifically Black people. And we filmed it in Chicago, right? We've been working on the West Side and the South Side of Chicago, really just showing, you know, why some of the things are happening, but beyond why are the things happening in terms of the marginalization of us and our community, what are the solutions? And we are trying to create something that allows the people who are going through what they're going through to come up with the solutions. Oftentimes it's people who are behind the scenes or off to the side who is not even, we're not even from the community, deciding what is best for those who are dealing with their but guess who knows? The people who have been able to survive, the people who have been able to overcome those hurdles and those pitfalls and those landmines. So we wanted to create something that allows the voices of those who are dealing with it tell us what the solution is, and let's figure that out. So we're also involved with some redevelopment. You know, we have to call it a redevelopment, but basically it's gentrification in the hood. And I'm like, yo, hold up. How can we be a part of that, you know, redevelopment? Because it's really important. And as you know, with gentrification, you know, it's valuable land, it's valuable, you know, communities, but they displace those who inhabit it. And it's particularly Black folks, Black and brown people, right? And so we're like, how can we find this social equity? How can we find opportunities to keep, you know, to redevelop it, get all the amenities, housing, affordable housing, you know, businesses that the people who live there could take part and they're not displaced, right? And we can create businesses and we can create, you know, schools and museums. And this is not like sort of a pipe dream. It's like it is attainable. Mm-hmm. It happens. It just doesn't happen with us often. So we're doing all the things that we can to be a part of that. We're dealing with developers and architects and lawyers and, you know, financial people that, you know, look like us, that we could be a part of the narrative to redevelop and help buy back the block.
You had my last thing. You had a successful audio series.
Yes, right. Bronzeville. So Bronzeville represents that. And that's
more of that?
Yeah, so we got more of that. You know, Bronzeville is sort of a roadmap, if you will. The actual story is like it's theater of the mind, where you can like hear like this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. But we scripted it. There's characters in it. And it takes place in the 1930s, 1940s on the South Side of Chicago in a community called Bronzeville, where Black folks were self-sufficient. And the way that they became self-sufficient financially was running numbers. Other communities were, you know, bootlegging and doing liquor and all that stuff during Prohibition. Black folks, we were running numbers. And what happened was, as a result of creating this economic infrastructure, they began to invest in the community. So these people who were called policy kings decided to invest into like the first Black-owned bank, the first department store in Chicago that was Black-owned, the grocery stores. And we had this metropolis of a community where we had our own police departments when we policed ourselves, and we had our own grocery stores and butcher shops where people would look out for each other. And I felt like we got away from that, and we wanted to tell the story of how we can get back to that, because it is attainable for us as Black folks to unite, thrive, and have a true, a part of the, you know, piece of the American dream.
Earners, what's going on? Listen, EYLU is relaunching, revamping, retooling. That's right, we're creating a new educational experience that's more expansive. Shadi, tell them what we got.
Yes, 2023. We got a lot in store, a lot planned for you guys. So you know that EYLU already includes monthly financial planning calls with me, book club calls with Troy, real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, access to the Home Buying Blueprint Volume 1 and Volume 2. Part of the revamp will include 27 local chapters from across the United States,
live interactive teaching, hands-on, not just pre-recorded videos, plus 15 brand new curriculums.
The biggest just got bigger.
Head over to EYLUniversity.com. That's EYLUniversity.com. See you there.